It's been a month since the police shooting of 58-year-old Anderson Antelope in Riverton. Officials have released few details about what happened. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports, the incident has drawn new attention to long simmering racial tensions in the reservation border town.
Dozens are marching down a busy street in Riverton, wearing red, holding signs, and chanting "Justice for Andy." Anderson Antelope's nephew, Dean Wallowing Bull, says this march is a way to remind Riverton that the family is still waiting for answers about what happened to him.
We haven't had no word from any of the authorities. You know, they still haven't released the name of the officer involved in the shooting.
What authorities have shared is an allegation that Antelope attacked an officer who had been trying to arrest him with a knife. Antelope's family say he was a chronic alcoholic and was physically disabled and mentally unhealthy as a result. When police approached him, they were likely responding to a call about public drunkenness. Eyewitness accounts suggest that no one was in danger when officers first approached Antelope, that things began to escalate when an officer tried to physically move him from the sidewalk in front of the Walmart. This story is all too familiar to the family of another man who was killed by police, Zachary Bareheels.
How does one end up dead because they're considered a public nuisance by a business?
That's Adrienne Chelopah, Bareheels' sister. She says that her brother, who was Kiowa and Lakota, was experiencing a mental health crisis when Omaha police detained him outside of a convenience store. He died after officers punched him in the head repeatedly and fired a taser at him 12 times. 3 years after her brother's killing, Chelopah says the effects are still rippling through his tribal communities. She says it troubles her as her children grow up, looking less like Native boys and more like Native men.
I have a pretty severe case of PTSD right now because of this fear of the police. But at what point does the criminal justice system take responsibility for the breakdown in the trust in communities?
According to data from the Centers for Disease Control, Native people are killed by police at a higher rate than any other racial or ethnic group. Nationwide, people with mental illnesses are also more likely to experience violence of all kinds, including from police officers. But Antelope's family members believe the circumstances that led to his death are unique to Riverton. His niece, Autumn Wallowing Bull, says that her uncle was what some in the city might derogatorily call a park ranger. That's local slang for a homeless Native person who hangs out in the city park. Wallowing Bull wonders if that label might have led others to view her uncle as a nuisance or disposable.
I don't know if this cop just got frustrated with him, finally had enough of him, pulled his gun and just decided to end him when he could have just tased him or maced him.
Growing up on the Wind River Reservation, Wallowing Bull says she had her own bad experiences with Riverton police. Now, when she visits this reservation border town, she says she notices a difference in the way she's treated. Strangers stare at her, she gets followed around stores. She says she moved away because she doesn't want her children to experience that.
When we do come back here, I always have to tell them, hey, you guys gotta watch out. You know, watch out what you're saying, watch out how you look at certain people, keep your eyes to yourself. And they can feel it when we come back here. They can feel that animosity, that something's different.
The Riverton Police Department didn't want to talk to me for this story. They're still waiting for the State Department of Criminal Investigation to release a report. But Riverton Mayor Richard Gard spoke on their behalf.
Our police department is just that. It's a police department. And when laws are broken, they come and take care of those broken laws.
In other words, according to Gard, they're not there to provide mental health or addiction counseling.
I have total confidence in all of the officers. So I don't think there's a racial slant to this. I think there's people that would like to try to make it a racial slant. But I don't see that. And all the choices that were made by Mr. Antelope.
Mayor Gard says he knows that even though he doesn't believe Riverton police carry any racial bias, some of his constituents feel differently, and that has real consequences. I told him some Native people in Riverton don't ever call the police because they're afraid of what might happen to them or someone they love.
We want everybody to feel safe. We want them to call our police department. And so if I said, no, I don't care about what people's feelings are and their safety level, that would be totally incorrect. I do. The police do. So if you feel like you're targeted or there's a problem, you really should come in and explain to us why you do, and maybe you have a case.
While they wait to learn more about Anderson Antelope's last moments, his family members say they hope people will start to take racial divisions in Riverton seriously and work to break them down. Antelope's nephew, Dean Wallowing Bull, says that starts with the people who are labeled park rangers.
This needs to be addressed. You know, our street people up here in town, they're not safe. You know, and if anybody's on the streets and things happen to them, you know, who do they report that to? Because the city of Riverton police are not going to listen to that.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.
Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member.